This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Right, so I treat myself today, John, because this is my favourite. I love scallops, and they're around at the moment. They're in season. You can pick them up, fishmongers. You know those lovely fish vans dotted around the country. They're really brilliant as well. And sage is an evergreen herb, big and never goes out of fashion.
See, I always think of sage as being something for Christmas or for sausages.
No, and it's lovely with fish. It's lovely with white fish. You know, if you just if you're frying off some white fish like hake or, you know, pollock or anything like that, and you just at the end just fire in, so you know, you're firing in your butter at the end, fire in a few sage leaves, and then finish it off with a bit of lemon. You know, if you like capers, it's kind of classic, you know.
Yeah.
So the scallops, I don't know, I don't like the roe. I don't like to cook them with the roe, and I think that's just probably me.
So what is the roe? That's
the wee curly bit at the side.
Right.
So, I mean, you can take that off and put it, I don't know. I mean, a couple of things that I've done is I've sort of taken them off and, you know, cooked them, you know, fried them up, and then a bit of lemon juice, olive oil, smoked paprika, and made a kind of tiramisu out of them.
Oh, whiz them.
And put that onto toast, yeah, blend it all up. So don't waste them. Or, you know, if you're doing a nice, like, if you were going to make a fish stock, you could throw them in it, you know, do a nice rich fix. Nice rich fish stock with red wine, but some of the times now, the ones I bought the other day, the roe was so small it was of no consequence whatsoever, so I didn't really have that problem.
Right, and how much are you talking for 12 scallops?
That would be for, I'd say that was for two for a main course.
Okay.
You know, if you're out in a restaurant, you wouldn't you normally get that six for a main course? Normally three. I've noticed places now started slicing them up, cooking them and cutting them in half, which is, you know, that's all right, and then brushing them with a wee bit of butter. But I think go on and treat yourself and have six, you know. So, and celeriac, I love celeriac, and it's at its sort of best at the moment. It's like although it's all year round now too, but I think like a lot of root vegetables, it's great at the moment.
But it's like a cousin of the turnip.
It is kind of, yeah, it's the Americans call it root celery, you know, but which is, you know, because it's the root of it isn't the root of the celery, but, it, you know, that's what it tastes like a really intense celery. But all I did was just peel it and cut it up into dice, put it into cold water with a bit of vinegar and salt and bring it up to the boil until it's soft, and then drain that. Then get a nice pan with oil in it and add the celeriac when it's hot. And, you know, to get a nice colour on it, John. Then throw in a wee bit of butter, like a couple of teaspoonfuls, and shallots and garlic, and cook that all until it's golden. A bit of cream, and then blend that. And that's kind of your base, you know, like your veg.
Yeah.
So that's that done.
And lumps another, in it then. So that's like that's just your
nice, just blend pureed. It. A wee, and then the other thing, what I love scallops and bacon. Fish and bacon, actually.
It's the saltiness, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of seasoning. So what I've done is I've cooked off some crispy, you know, like the dry cure streaky bacon. So in the pan here, I've got the pan on, and there is a wee bit of bacon fat on left there. and I put a wee bit of oil in it just to make it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing about the scallops now is pat them dry and then season them just before you're putting them in the pan. Now I'm looking at the pan here, John. I'm only going to cook four here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the pan and pretend it's a clock face.
Yeah.
So put it down at 12, first one down at 12 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Second one goes on at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I'm doing 4, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're doing 12, get a nice big pan. And then just, really just what you want to do here is just leave them for about 2 minutes until they kind of, 2 minutes sort of, I would give them 2 minutes each side. You sort of know, you know when you're cooking fish, you can kind of feel it. And then you've got, and when you rest them as well, there's a wee bit of wriggle room as well. So just, yeah, just have a wee feel at them. I'm just putting a wee bit of salt over the top of these now, right? And then let them cook. And then after about, well, I'm going to do it now, actually, John. Let's pretend it's been in, they've been in for 2 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just about to flip them over. We're fast forwarding here. I've got a bit of butter here. So just throwing that butter into the pan, if you can hear that. And that's when you just stick your stage leaves in.
Oh, that's the edge, so, right?
Yeah, put them in. It doesn't matter when you put them in because you're just going to cook them until they're nice and crisp. And then,
and do you chop up the stage leaves or
no? Keep them whole. Keep them whole. Do you ever get a, you know, when you feel a stage leaf and it kind of does feel a wee bit furry. But you see when you cook them in butter, and then don't forget you've got a wee bit of bacon fat there, and pork and sage go beautifully together, mm-hmm, don't they? So they'll crisp up. See the smell of this now, John? So sage. And even if you didn't want to do, scallops with us, you know, you could get nice small bits of monkfish.
Oh, yeah.
Which sometimes can be a wee bit cheaper. Although monkfish now is expensive. I remember whenever I started cooking, which is quite a few years ago, monkfish was bait.
No way.
Yeah, so they threw monkfish back into the sea because it came out, it was so ugly looking, nobody wanted to look at it. But then, you know, when you cut in, and they were cutting it all up, and then the sort of thing, oh, that's quite a nice wee white bit there. And then at one stage they were using it for scampi. You know, because it was so, now I've flipped these over now, John, and they're beautifully golden.
So you flipped over the scallops and added the sage leaves.
Sage leaves are just cooking away here. But
do they crisp up then?
They crisp up. Yeah, they crisp up. And then we've got, just, you see now, we are going to fast forward. Let's say these have been on for like 4 to 5 minutes. Just add the juice of a lemon to this.
Uh-huh.
And then take that off the heat.
Ooh.
And take that off the heat. Add the juice of lemon. So you've got your butter in there. You've got the flavour from the sage. You've got the flavour from the bacon. You've got that lovely fishy taste from, you know, from the scallops. And then while that rests, and the butter, the lemon juice will make a kind of a sauce.
Yes.
Like a sort of a hot butter sauce. And I'm just putting the sage, you know, just putting the sage back on top of it, right on top of the scallops, just to, so that they sort of flavour that. And then just to plate this up, John, if you just take a wee spoonful of the into a couple of bowls, just divide the celeriac between the two, and then put your scallops in, a wee bit of bacon, and then your sage leaves, and then see those, all those lovely buttery juices. Get those all in.
Oh, that's fire that in. And what colour is it then? Is the celeriac like a pale colour?
Yeah, it's kind of golden because you see I've fried it.
Uh-huh.
The celeriac's quite white. But I quite like it when you caramelise it, you know, so I put it into a really hot pan with the oil, then fire in the butter. You've got the shallots, you've got the garlic, and then just fry it all up. And then just, and when you blend it, it's a beautiful golden colour.
But, and your wee scallops sitting in the middle of it, and the wee streaks of green then from your sage leaves.
Yep, lovely. And then just those lovely buttery sauces over the top. And that's you. You see, if you don't have, if you don't want to, you know, I don't know about you, but I buy lemons, right? And then I forget about them.
Yes.
So sometimes it says lemon, I'll just put fire in a wee. I'm very fond of white balsamic vinegar. Just put a tablespoonful of that in. It sort of gives you a nice acidity without being too much. And, mm-hmm, it's, you know, It's always in the cupboard, and you're not wasting lemons then. Even a bit of cider vinegar would work lovely with the bacon and the sage in this too.
That sounds delicious. That sounds, I have to say, very indulgent and luxurious.
I think so. We have to have that now and again, don't you? See, if you're off chocolate or something for Lent, this is the kind of, you know, something that you could use as a substitute, isn't it? An indulgent fishy substitute.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.